Welcome, 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 one and all, to this chubby sidebar with your girl, Kelebogile Paladzi. Welcome back to yet another episode. I know I've missed 2 weeks already, which means I owe you 2 extra episodes. But you know what? I'm gonna come through with that for you guys. Today, I wanted to speak about love, whether conditional or unconditional, because I read something that kind of sparked this topic and it kind of inspired me to speak to you guys about it. And it's a tweet. I don't quite remember who wrote it, but this girl says, "My love is unconditional, but your presence in my life is not." And I thought about it, and I sat and thought about it, and I spoke to myself about it, and I was like, you know what, this is the truth. There are so many people in my life who I love unconditionally, who I love with my all, and who I would do anything for. However, their love, or their presence, rather their presence in my life, is definitely unconditional. They will come, or there will come a time, rather, where they will come to me and say goodbye, or rather walk out without saying goodbye. And I've had those moments a lot of times. And it makes sense, because as a human being, as a person, you get to a point where you are just okay with everything that is going on with your life in Oshap, when you just want to start over again somewhere else. And even there is a condition of starting over and whatever. But then my love does not change for that person. And the condition of our love is also not changing, for the mere fact that I don't see them and see a condition. I see them as a human being whose love I yearn for, or whose love, who I am giving my all to, or my love to, rather, in that respect. You get people who come into your life and just want to create a new world for you. And that is because love in its own, love is a doing word. You do love. You will love. You are love. You know, you walk. You know, when you are walking, you are walking. So love in its own, you are loving. You know, it's not a question. You know for a fact that when you love someone, you are loving them. You are doing all your best to create a new world for them. And not a new world materialistically, a new world emotionally, a new world that will make them feel comfortable, a new world that will let them know that they are, in as much as the world is rough and it's tough, they are in love and they are loved. You know, and they have this world that was created for them by this person that is loving them, by their lover, you know, and it creates a space where anything and everything that could go wrong does not go wrong, but they feel safe. There's a sense of safety in someone creating a new world for you. There's a sense of safety and security in someone actually loving you. Love is security. Love is safety. Love is happiness. Love is joy. Love is not suffering, guys. I don't believe in love being suffering. Because if you love someone, you will not let them suffer. If I love you, I will not. If you love me and I love you, even though it's not at the same frequency, I would never let you suffer. I would never watch you suffer. I would never allow myself to actually say, love is suffering. Love is not suffering. Love is gentle. Love is sweet. Love is open. You know, love is just open. There are no, like, love is no question asked. You know for a fact that if I love someone and I say to them, today I just want to cook for you. They will just look at you and say, okay, what you cooking? And you're going to tell them and they'll be like, okay, I'm ready for that. And I'm saying cooking because I think my love language for the most part is cooking. If I've never cooked for you, you know for a fact. If I've never said I'll cook for you or I have actually cooked for you or I've never invited you to come over when I've cooked, then you know that our relationship is a bit shaky. Not that I don't love you, but it's a bit shaky. Because for the biggest part, I feel like every person that I've met, whether platonically or even romantically, if I say I love you, or when I say I love you because I genuinely do. And it is not because of what you've done for me. It is because of what I feel for you and what I will do for you or what I am doing for you in that process. And I see it with the friendships that I've kept over the years. Most of my friends are boys, and that is also, I think I've covered this before. They did not let me wallow in my sorrow of being fat. They included me in everything, and in that space I felt in love. I felt loved, because as I said, when you love someone, you create a safe space for them. When you love someone, you create a new world for them. And that is exactly what my boys did. And that is exactly how I feel when I'm with them. Whenever I'm with them, I think, oh, I'm so safe. I'm so happy. I'm so loved. I'm in a space where anything goes. I can literally stand up and go change into my pajamas and they won't have a problem with it. I can literally just cook for them and feed them and they'll be happy with it. And it's a super sweet and super, like, I don't know how to put it, but it is so beautiful to actually see someone love you unconditionally. Someone love you knowing that it will end, more especially romantically. And even platonically, they know it will end at some point. They don't know when, but they know it will end at some point. And you also know that it will end at some point. But you guys are not chasing the deadline. You are not chasing the deadline. You are loving each other for the moment. You are loving each other there at that moment. You are loving each other unconditionally. You're doing each other. You're not doing each other a favor. You're actually loving each other. No one is walking into the room thinking, oh, I've been with this person for 2 weeks, I should keep it. Or I've done this to this person, I should keep it. Or I will do this to this person next week, so I should just keep it until whenever. You walk into a room and you feel safe. You see them and everything makes sense. I don't know if you've ever had a perfect love, but my perfect love story is God. I see God in each and every thing that I do, and I feel safe. When I see the blessings that I've prayed for, when I see everything that I worked towards and that I've prayed towards, and everything just starts making sense and all the boxes are ticking themselves, I'm like, this is love. This is love, because unconditional love does not make a noise. Unconditional love is silent. Conditional love makes a noise. Conditional love tells you that it loves you all the time, and it doesn't prove, not necessarily prove it, but it doesn't show it. It doesn't do itself. Unconditional love just does itself. You just see it happening. You're just like, okay, this person loves me. And they're not doing it materialistically. You don't just get flowers. You don't just get chocolate. You see them starting to help you financially, just to be financially savvy. You see them when and you see them pray for you. You see them just during the night on your most depressed, when you are at the most depressed state. You see them get you water when you have chest pains. You see them affirm your presence, affirm your being during a time when you're going through the hardest of times. And that is because unconditional love does not ask questions. Unconditional love does not chase deadlines. Unconditional love loves. Conditional love, on the other hand, why must I do this for you? When will I stop doing this? Will I ever love you the way you love me? Or will you ever love me the way I love you? And then you see the presence of that person go down and down. And one day they're not there anymore. And you see, even in the hype of their love, that they're just doing it for social media recognition. They're not doing it because they love you. They're doing it because they know that they're going to get clout. They're going to get followers. They're going to get retweets. They're going to get people saying, where do I find this man? Or where do I find this woman? You know? But a man or a woman that loves you with their all, with their realness, will not post it on social media, will not post it. They won't even make a show of it. Because I think it is in Corinthians when they say that love does not boast. Because love does not boast. Love just gives. You see it in the most intricate and small ways. I think a couple that everybody is familiar with is Shona and Connie Ferguson. And you see it in their love. Their love is not loud. It is loud, but not a boastful loud. It is a beautiful, gentle loudness that everybody can see and everybody is inspired by. And you see it in how they raise their kids. You see it in how they raise their own families. And you see it in how they keep themselves together. They have this love that lets them, I don't know how to put it, but it lets them be themselves. Kilabon. It lets them, you know, when you are in love with someone who loves you unconditionally, you see it with how you carry yourself during their presence. You don't change the way you carry yourself. You keep at it. If you're a cook, you stay cooking just to make sure that they're fed. And not because you just want them to be fed, but because your love allows them to be fed. You know? You see it when someone just loves you unconditionally, you see it in how comfortable you are in their presence. When you see them, everything just lights up, everything just changes, everything stops. Like you'd have the worst day. You'd be having the worst day in the history of worst days. But once that human being walks into the room with a smile on their face, I promise you, you see dozens of roses. You see them holding these boxes of the palace of flowers. And you're just like, oh my God, this man. Oh my God, this woman. You know? When you see them, you're just like, oh my God, I just want to lie on your chest and forget about my troubles. You just calm down. Like, everything just calms down. The busyness of the day, how frantic your day was, how tough, how hectic it was, everything calms down when you see them. Umubona fela motho wa gago a kena in a room and you're like, oh my goodness, that's my dream. That's the man or woman that I'm going to marry or that I'm going to live my life with, that I'm going to just partner with in this life thing. And it's not even, it really is not about romantic things, even platonically. There are friends that you see and you just, everything just starts making sense just from seeing them. Not even saying anything to them, not even complaining or speaking about your day or sharing what happened or even having a glass of wine, but for the mere fact that you're sitting there with them or they're walking into your room and you see them smile and you're just like, oh my God, okay, I'm fine. I'm breathing, I'm healthy, I'm okay, Kapila. I am me, they are them, kaofela, re together, go monate, o kila bona. And that's rare. That unconditional love is rare. And unconditional love is a love that comes directly from God or the universe, whichever you believe, or the ancestors. There are people who fall in love and they're like, okay, this person is not answering 3, 4, 5 of the things that I want to live by. Or we are not connecting. We are vibrating on the same frequency, but we are not connecting well. And it happens and it makes sense and it's okay. And in today's world, people don't take heed of vibrations anymore. People don't take heed of energies anymore. People would rather be like, oh, okay, no, we didn't work out because he wore black shoes and I like brown shoes. They don't say, we didn't work out because he wasn't the one. Not because physically he wasn't, but because spiritually, we were not connecting. Energetically, we were not connecting. Kilawana. And this conversation on its own, this conversation on its own is a conversation that I have with myself over and over again about the relationships that I've had. And I can say that there's only one person who, when I saw them, everything just made sense. And I was still very young at that time. And so was he. And I miss him sometimes. And I think about him a lot. And I wonder if he's still okay. And I wonder if because we were together and we were okay. We used to fight, but it was not annoying. We used to speak and not argue because he understood that I hated arguments. And I hope one day, and I know one day God is going to place me with someone who understands me just like that guy understood me at that time. Over and above all of the rubbish that we put each other through, we still came back to each other. Sinkilabon. I loved him, he loved me. I still love him. I don't know if he still loves me, but I still love him. I think that's why I still even think about him. But yeah, I've met people who have wrecked my heart, wrecked my life, and made me feel inadequate. And I knew then, not the love that I want. And in my unhealed, unlearned self, I found myself going back to that person over and over again, because there's something about toxicity that keeps pulling you back. And that's what conditional love most of the time does. Conditional love pulls you back because, conditional love is like seasons. Actually, it's seasonal love. So you fell in love with them in summer, and then autumn comes, they don't love you anymore. Spring, winter, not so much. Spring comes, you see the love. It's coming. Summer comes, they love you again. And then goes back into the cycle. And that's what conditional love does. Unconditional love does not do that. Unconditional love loves you when the trees are bare. It loves you when the trees have leaves. It loves you when the trees bear fruit. It loves you when the trees are busy sashaying and letting all the leaves fall. Like, unconditional love is there all year round. It is there when it's avocado season. It is there when it's not avocado season. It is there when it's peach season. It is there when it's pineapple season. It is there when it's bloody fucking corn season. Like, unconditional love stays. Unconditional love comes and stays, guys. Unconditional love does not run away from you. It comes and stays. And so is the presence of that person. When you find someone who gives you the same unconditional love that you're giving them, that person is going to stay. Because what you feel when you see them is what they feel when they see you. So it is reciprocated. We keep on saying, hey, I want a reciprocated love. Oh, I want a love that is reciprocal. But we don't see it as unconditional love. Because for me to reciprocate the love that you're giving me, I should be at peace with you. I should be happy. I shouldn't be thinking and wondering, oh, Sbani Bani is not calling Unale these people. You know, I should be there and be like, ooh, hey, Marale, out. And you should be in your own house and be like, ooh, Marale, cherry. And when we see each other, we should just see love bubbles everywhere. Like, it should be, guys, I don't know how to explain it, but it should be, yo, unconditional love in my eyes is so beautiful and so pure and so clean. And it heals the wounds that conditional love left. Skila one. Unconditional love makes you forget about conditional love. Unconditional love makes you forget about the flings and the things that you had in your past. Unconditional love repairs. Skila one ha mudimu atilem vopilum bakaho. He takes everything abanesa pula, and in that rain, things start blooming. Like, things, beautiful things bloom out of God finding you, or you finding God. And that is what unconditional love does to you as a human being. Once you find your partner, once you as Esther find your Boaz. When you see yourself in a room and you see your Boaz, and you're like, oh my God, there's my Boaz. And you sing that song, yeah, Dream Girls, yeah, Jamie Foxx. When I first saw you, I said, oh my, that's my dream. Because unconditional love is a dream. And when you see it, and when you finally grab it, it becomes a beautiful dream, and you become part of the dream, and you become so wonderful, and you live your life so beautifully. I hope one day all of us find unconditional love. I pray that one day each and every one of us, each and every one of you listening to me right now, finds unconditional love. You find a love that you don't have to question. You find a love that you don't have to teach to love you. You find a love whose language you know because you know. Not because it taught you, but because you saw it and you knew it. from get-go. You find a love that you are unashamed of. You find a love that is actually a love that you've been yearning for. I pray that one day you and I find love that is unconditional. You find love that is reciprocated. We find love that is reciprocal, rather. We find love that heals all our wounds. We find love that gets us water and affirms us when we are having anxiety attacks. We find love that gives us the space and holds us accountable for all the stuff that we do when we are depressed. We find love that makes you forget the pain and heals you. Thank you very much for listening to the Chubby Sidebar with your girl Kilebogile Phalatsi. Don't forget to interact with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Twitter and Instagram at Kile Phalatsi. Facebook, Kilebogile Imani Phalatsi. I have faith, and I know that we are going to get our love over the rainbow one day. Lots of love, lots of care, everything beautiful, lots of wine. To you and yours, it's Kilebogile Phalatsi, signing out of the Chubby Sidebar. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and you stay warm and safe and you just stay cool, calm, and awesome. Love you, love you. Goodbye.